Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. Hello. All right. Thank you. Mm. Thank you, everybody. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
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 Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That Wally. That Wally's so handsome.
Call with questions. Thank you. Thank you. Jeez. What a crowd tonight. It's hard to shut them up. So, tonight, it's the big show. This is a big deal. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. We have some new bits that we're going to work on. And we're missing at least one of our members. George Michael is calling via telephone. George Michael, are you there?
Yes, hello. This is George Michael.
George Michael, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from an undisclosed... I am calling from an undisclosed location.
Okay, undisclosed. Why? Why is it undisclosed?
I made a mistake and wore my
I'm sorry, I cannot tell you that.
Okay.
Okay, just shut up.
So, where... what are you doing, and why aren't you here with us at the show?
I could not talk about that, please.
She had a stomach ache. She's in the bathroom.
Oh, she's had a stomach. Well,
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I would like to hear all things with you.
Yeah. Are you calling from a boat or a satellite moon? Because we can almost not hear you at all.
Oh,
it's a little extreme.
Sorry.
We do miss you. We do miss you, and we'd like to have you back here soon.
Ditto.
Don't forget to light a match.
Yeah, don't forget to light a match, George Michael.
So
we love you.
Tell me how it's going.
How it's going?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Please.
Like, what do you... What
is
do you
Madame mean? Stampley there?
Madame Stampley. Let me see.
Here.
Madame Stampley, can you hear us?
I can hear you, yes.
Yes, Madame Stampley.
Great. How about Isabel?
Isabel, you know, actually, I haven't called her yet. She was busy earlier, and she had to go to the grocery store... So, kind of waiting, hoping she'll make it.
Okay, well, that would be good for us. Otherwise, we don't have much of a show. No, that's not true. We have an extreme show tonight. That's not, hey, that's not for you to do. That's not for you to do. So, we lost George Michael there. It was nice to have her briefly. So, we have a new segment, it's called Pressing Matters, and basically we have issues that are sort of unresolved from previous shows, and we'd like to address those with this new bit we have called Pressing Matters.
Pressing Matters. Pressing Matters.
All right.
Pressing Matters. Pressing Matters.
Nice. So basically the idea behind Pressing Matters is to get to stuff that we sort of neglected from previous shows. We do have some questions that we got in from some callers from before. So let's see. The first question. Let's see. Dear Call with Questions, I was... wondering how I can be more like Dale. I really would like to have hot dog fingers. Thanks, Philippe. Well, Philippe, Dale's probably the best person to answer that. Dale, would you like to talk to Philippe?
Being more like Dale, Chapter 1, Lesson 1. 1. Walking with a child in the forest. You will hear a series of tones. After each tone is played, mimic the sound with your own mouth. Were you able to go You will follow a woman into the dressing room of a department store. She may not have brought the right sizes in with her. It's appropriate to ask, "Can I get you another size?" Be careful not to ask, "Do you need a larger size?"
Okay, well, I guess that answers your question, Philippe. I hope you're on your way to becoming a better Dale. We got another question in from someone called Christian Kelly, and the question is, "Dear Madam Stampley, with thorough studies and extensive research on the subject of trying to prove the theory of Armageddon, my results keep ending up, no matter what direction I obtain, lead to results and cause of such catastrophe due to Bruce Willis."
Wow, I'm really excited to hear that.
And Legos. "Pie charts and detailed computer analysis prove that Bruce Willis is the cause of the ending of the world, with a pure influence from Bubbles, Michael Jackson's Monkey. Please explain to me, with your knowledge, why my hypothesis keep coming up with the same results. Thank you, Professor Claude Delala."
Oh, it's just diaper rash. Here, let me apply some healing salve.
Madam Stampley, why does this person, Professor Claude Delala, seem to be coming up with the same conclusion that the Armageddon has something to do with Bruce Willis? Go.
Personally, I cannot answer this question. I'm going to call on Isabel, just like always, if we can, everyone can help.
Pressing matters.
She's here with us now. She's on my left shoulder, everyone. Please say hello to Isabel.
Hello, Isabel. Yeah. Hello. It's nice to see you. It's nice that you're there.
Lesbian.
That you're alive.
No, don't worry. It's not my blood.
Isabel both agrees and disagrees.
That's retarded.
Yeah, I agree with Dale on that one. So, moving on to the next question that we have to catch up with. Let's see. On the splendid table, Lynn Rosetta Casper said a quote by Anonymous, "Training is everything. The peach was once a bitter almond." Is that true? It makes sense. How almonds come with green, fuzzy, fleshy outsides, and maybe we're genetically selected to have more soft, sweet, and fleshy fruit outsides around the pit. At Trader Joe's, I was looking at the nuts section, and right next to the raw almonds was an item called apricot pits, the poor man's almonds, and they were a dollar cheaper than the almonds. Is this too much of a serious question? No, it's not a serious question. But you're right, they're related, they're both droops, they're in the droop family of fruit. And, well, I'd like to quote Alexander the Great. He was famous for eating droops, but he knew a lot about them. But I'll let Dale do it.
"They may take our arms, and we will have none. They may take our shields, and we will have none. And when they have us in their shackles, and we are weak, we will, with our last strengths, crush their man parts like the skin of a droop."
So, we have some of our friends from the CB radio listening in today. We have the Buttermilk Man. Buttermilk Man, are you there?
"And I heard you out there, so I figured I'd give you a shout and get a laugh out of this high gain four. So we're back quiet."
Excellent. Nice to have you, Buttermilk Man. And Cesar, are you there?
4-2-1.
All right, Cesar's on. And Brody, are you listening?
Boom, check audio.
Okay, great to have the three of you. So, I'm really happy that you guys are listening. We're going to have a special apocalypse show later, but get on to more pressing matters with you guys.
So, Cesar, the Lakers playoffs, what'd you think?
I had a good time, and I'm just looking forward to Wednesday. Yeah. And
Wednesday. Friday.
No.
So, hey, I'm just waving. No. You have a good one. We're going to be back quiet.
The show's not Wednesday or Friday. It's Sunday. We do it every Sunday. We're doing it right now.
Yeah, and I push it to Monday.
No. It's not Wednesday. It's not Friday. It's not Monday. It's now. That's when we do it.
Sabado.
How much you want to bet me I will show up? You want to show up too?
No, you're not showing up.
I have friends that told me where you live. I got your address here too.
There's no place for you to be. We always have you guys call in from the CB radio.
Okay, then leave it alone.
Look, Brody, are you mad? You sound like you're mad.
He's threatened me every single conversation.
Okay, so this is about Cesar then.
I think he's brainless. I think he's a drug... Well, I know people are looking for money from him. Well, I also don't like him. Because he didn't show up when he said he was going to show up.
Okay, look, this is something you guys need to settle. Not when we're when we're broadcasting. So you guys figure that out.
I've been to his place, and he doesn't show up there either.
Okay, well, that's the problem. You probably shouldn't be going over to his house if you guys... aren't getting along, you know what I mean?
I went to his garage, and he says, no, in the back house. Went there, and he has dogs bark on the fucking gate and didn't show up, okay? And I was right there, did live on the radio.
Well, again, see, you shouldn't be going over there. You know what I mean?
You know, I don't want a problem with him. I just wish he'd go away, but...
Well, you know, he's not going away. He's part of the show, and, you know, you're welcome to be part of the show, too, but Cesar was here first, and, you know, we're going to... I mean, he's our friend.
And he comes on the radio and talks like a fucking big mouth, and he's your friend? Okay.
All right. We're done. We're done with this.
I've been in the studio all week working on new jams.
Oh, great, Dale. Not Dale's got Wally. New music.
Wally.
I can't.
Can you just pull the plug?
Wally.
I can't wait.
And then we've heard
pull the plug.
I have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
I forgot to let the listeners know that we're on Twitter now.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's correct. We're on Twitter. And our Twitter ID, what is it? You can talk about that, Mr.
Yeah, Stephen. We're call W questions. C-A-L-L-W.
Somebody else out there whistling to death.
All right, you know what?
Yeah, not that part.
You know what, Brody? You've had your chance. And Buttermilk Man, Brody, you guys, it was nice to talk to you, but I think I'm gonna let you guys go.
Buttermilk Man, are you there? Are you with us?
How about that 00? Hey, 00, you got a copy on this high game 4?
Yeah, well, you know, Cesar and Brody are not getting along. So that's no good. But what are you going to do?
About that DX man out there. 399, the Buttermilk Man, just driving his high-gain radio to the limit.
So, Buttermilk Man, what's your 20? What are you doing? Where are you today?
Yeah, I hooked up my high-gain 4. Put a little juice behind it to see if that number 12 crystal was doing fine.
Yeah, you have a wonderful day today. I think it's Tuesday.
No, it's... Sunday.
I've been in the studio all week working on new jams.
All right, Dale, let's hear it. Let's have it. Just get it over with.
Oh, Jed, Neighbors, the king and I are having a banquet, and we'd like to honor you. Would you come?
I spent about 5 years fighting the Jezebel bitch.
Well, it's in rhythm.
Let it be known that you're supposedly a robber of widows' houses.
And I said, I want to tell you something. I'm not too happy. I'm not too happy either.
Against the spiritual forces.
Lesbian.
And it's not right to think there is not a devil or a Satan.
Exactly. Exactly.
We close this house to the demonic forces of hell.
Well, that was a marked improvement, Dale.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was...
It still was awful,
it was better. Let's listen to that first one. This is Dale's first number. Oh, man.
That makes my ears bleed.
I know.
Let me apply some healing salve. How adorable. May I feed the baby?
I kind of like this one. ringtone coming soon.
You're totally fucking.
323-482-1084.
I have no fucking idea.
That sounds like a bunch of What?
All right, Dale, that's enough of that.
We got to offer that up as a ringtone.
Well, we can do that. We'll put all this stuff up on the website. But more important topics, more pressing issues. We're doing a show about the apocalypse tonight. And what that means to us and what that means to you. We have questions for you. We want you to call. We want you to call in with your questions about the apocalypse.
You know what I think about when I think about the apocalypse?
About Father's Day.
Toilet paper.
Well, yes, but no, this.
Yeah, I don't think we have rights to that. Shut it off. Shut it off. We don't have rights to that music. It's not crying. I know that you're trying to learn English, Rosita, but when you have water come out of your anus, that's called diarrhea. So, the apocalypse. The apocalypse. Wait, it is Father's Day, though. I want to talk about something.
It's kind of the same.
Hi,
no?
Dad.
I was thinking about Father's Day. I miss my dad.com. Father's Day. Okay, I know this is going out there, but bear with me, you guys. Thank you. You know, we're at that age now. Our friends are having babies. And I sort of wonder, when a guy is like, hey, we're pregnant, right? Like, might say that his wife is pregnant or something. Isn't that weird? Because basically he's saying, hey, I am capable of having an orgasm. And then in that sense, we're all just representatives of our father's orgasms. Am I right? Mr. Estefani. I mean, the thing about it is you don't just go up to people and go, oh, I went number two. I just took a number two. You don't say that.
No.
So, but you tell them when you're having a baby, you're basically telling everybody that you did a number three in your wife, basically. Am I right?
Well,
I mean.
Or number four. Or number
I don't know.
Five,
wait, which
six?
Is it? Which number is that? Which number is it?
Seven.
You can go back.
All right, good. I'm glad I had a reset there because I'm going to go back to the beginning. Anyway, so...
I miss my dad.com.
I miss my dad.com. It's a lot of good information there.
If you guys ever want to be really sad and cry, go to
www.callwithquestions.com.
All right.
My dad. Now here is
Daddy, I got a girl number two.
Papa? Papa, is that you?
To me, he is everything.
up here. Can you help me and get my weed down?
Baby daddy.
Daddy, can you light my cigarette? I can't light the lighter because my fingers are so small.
Baby daddy.
I'm only 3.
When I
daddy.
Baby daddy. Excuse me. Hi, Dad. I've been thinking about you a lot lately. I guess it's because I'm getting ready to graduate.
When I was small, I felt 10 feet tall.
I remember one of the last things you said to me was, whatever you do, finish school. It will be well worth it. Well, Dad, it's been 4 long, hard years. But I'm almost there. I just wanted you to know that. I miss you so very much and love you with all my heart. Your little angel.
Aww.
What I would not give to go back and share a pot of tuna noodles or a cheap store-bought pizza with you. How I miss the laughing and joking. How I miss your woodworks, paintings, carvings. How I miss your stories.
Dad was so good with wood.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Wally.
So, the apocalypse. Well, we intentionally used the word apocalypse because we knew it was inevitable. We were going to get some people thinking that the apocalypse was some...
It's coming.
...reference to the end of the world.
But is it?
Yeah, but our question is it?
323-482-1084.
And what does it mean for the world to be ending? And is the end of mankind the same as the end of the world? All that stuff we're going to try to...
Apocalypse was a character in X-Men.
Find some answers to this stuff.
Was or is?
Is.
So, when you talk about the apocalypse in the biblical sense, what you're really talking about is... the revelation of the end of times to Saint John from God. And that's what apocalypse means. It's the unveiling, the revelation. And a lot of people take that to mean the end of the world. It's funny, but I don't think that there is a Christian version of the end of the world. Actually, the Christian version of the end of the world is the end of people. But that's not actually the end of the planet. That's the end of us, but there's still going to be all of our stuff. And, you know, what happens to that? What happens to our stuff when we go? Does it get inhabited by deer and apes?
Spiders?
Yes.
So another word that's used loosely to refer to the end of the world is Armageddon, which biblically is just a end times war that happens in the Holy Land in a town called Megiddo. Again, Megiddo. not the end of the world, just a battle. And so I can't help but be curious as to what actually the end of the world is. Is it the sun swallowing Earth in a fiery lasagna eating contest? Is that the end of the world? Seems like that's probably definitively done. Roswitha Schneider, you look like you have some ideas about
I have an idea,
actually, this.
Speaking about Christianity. I don't know if you heard about the Camino de Santiago, which is called the Way of Saint James. It's one of the 3 most important Christian pilgrimages of medieval times. This one basically crossed the north of the Spanish peninsula.
Uh-huh.
And people would actually pilgrim to the cathedral.
Okay, but what does this have to do with the end of the world?
Listen.
Why are they going to the... Why are they?
They
going
would go
there?
To the cathedral just to visit
yes,
the bones, the remains
totally
of Santiago or of St.
Wow.
James.
I'm really excited.
Still,
to
shut
hear
up.
That.
But not far from that point.
I don't think anyone is going to believe
all right.
that.
Yeah.
This is really annoying.
No, it's fine. Dale, he's...
Just somebody else out there whistling to death. Trying to get out.
Dale. I think he's calling you a baby.
All right, I'm just going to keep going. So not far from this cathedral, there's the Cap Finisterre.
Yeah.
At the Costa da Morte. Which is like the furthest point west of the peninsula. And
here's
Christians
the thing.
Believed. Listen, can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Christian believed that this part, this point of the coast, was the end of the world because they believed back then that the that Earth was flat, and after that there was
box.
Nothing to come.
Nothing but a plain old wooden box.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying then is that the end of the world is a physical location. It's not a conceptual thing.
Right. Actually, there are several places that were and still are referred as the end of the world.
Ah, so it's a place. The end of the world is a place.
Yes. It is a place from times when people believed the world was flat, and then you would just fall off.
In a world.
Wow. That's amazing.
That, like, Vikings traveling on their ships used to be terrified by fog because
yeah.
they were afraid they wouldn't
I knew
see
that.
The
Whoa.
End of the world,
That's
the edge that might fall off.
So, I don't... Oh, wait, I don't want to talk to you about this. I recorded this in Santa Monica. I didn't ask permission to play it. It's a guy playing the drums.
Is he afraid of the end of the world?
Sounds kind of, you know, some end of the world drum beat is going.
Yeah. That's kind of repetitive.
So what I okay, well, here's my thing. I don't want to get too much into this religion stuff, but I had the idea that no matter what, if the world ends or not, I should prepare. And I read the Bible because I can't read the Quran. I don't speak Hebrew
Chinese.
Or whatever.
Korean.
Chinese, yeah, whatever. So I read the Bible, and it said in Leviticus that I should perform a burnt offering to atone for my sins. So I tried to do that. I'll just play it. You guys just
okay. I think I got it. I'm just gonna start.
And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Put fire upon the altar, and lay the wood in order upon the fire. Lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. Burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire. Of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Bring it a male without blemish. Sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar. Cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat. Lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. Bring it unto the altar and bring off his head and burn it on the altar. And the blood thereof shall be wrung out at the side of the altar. Pluck away his crop with his feathers and cast it beside the altar on the east part by the place of the ashes. Burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
So basically, I didn't have a lot of success. I still feel just as guilty as I did before. But well, everything I've read, I'm thinking the end of the world is when the sun eats the earth. Roswitha thinks that the end of the world is a physical place. You can actually go there. I'm going to the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Estefani.
The
end of the world. Is it the apocalypse?
That's a movie. I've seen that movie.
Wasn't good, was it?
I like that movie.
Oh, somebody thinks you're funny.
I had no f***ing idea that was even possible.
Oh, we got a call here. Hello, thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air. Hello?
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 Yes.
Yes, I wanted to comment on Rosarita Schneider's comment about the end of the world being a place.
Yes, yes. What do you think? You think it's a place?
It's called Orlando, Florida.
Yes, well, and also the moralistic religious content that you've been talking about.
Yes, yes. Morals.
Amen.
Morals.
No, don't worry.
Well, I was
it's
thinking
not
about the end of the world. Is it the end of us? Or an end of a ecosystem? Like, can the end of the world be considered the end of the natural ecosystem of the earth?
Yeah, that's our question. What do you think? What do you think? Do you think
answer
that?
Me.
Do you think that that because we're gone, that the world doesn't exist? Like, if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, is Richard Nixon the best? The best president? Do you think that if we're not here to be on the planet, that the world doesn't exist?
Well, the idea is the apocalypse has already happened because we as humans have altered all the natural states of this earth. So this earth is no longer.
So you think that we're living in a lapsed world where
a post-apocalyptic world.
We're living in a post-apocalyptic world right now.
Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting. What's your name?
My name is Angela Davies.
Angela Davies, and you think that right now this is it? We are in we're past the end. We have gone all the way through the end.
The end has already happened. We have, as humans, as a race, we have polluted the planet that we live on.
Right.
And now we're living in this post end of the world environment.
Right. So you think that we did it. We screwed it up already. It's done. Gonesville.
Downhill from
here. Well, there's nothing on this earth that isn't touched by us or isn't altered by the human race.
Well, but all those dispensational sects of Christianity think that the end is coming. And what do you say to those people? They think that it's coming soon. They're preparing. They're wallpapering their basement shelter with canned food,
tater tot casserole,
and
taco salad.
So what do you have to say to those people?
Well, there's a Mayan calendar that says the end of the world is coming in 2012.
That's right, and I think Madam Stampley has something to say about the Mayan calendar. Madam Stampley, are you with us?
I am with you, and I do. I'm here for all matters, let's say, pagan, if you will.
Right. And now, did you hear what our caller said about the Mayan calendar?
I did.
What do you think about that?
Which is a true statement. The Mayan calendar does mark a great event in 2012, also in 2006, which is actually when the apocalypse was, according to the Mayans. Also, the Mayan calendar goes on past 2012, so I find it hard to believe if the world's going to, quote, end, they would have bothered making the calendar for the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, I see. So you think that the...
We studied this in the School of Metaphysics, yes, definitely.
Yeah, so you're into that, huh?
I am, yes.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it sounds a little bit like some kind of hooey, you know? Like...
Hooey.
Yeah, I mean, hooey. Either way, I'm really not convinced. I'm convinced that... what's this guy singing about?
Because you're relating it to sin, so you don't believe the end of the world has arrived yet, because you feel like you should feel more guilty before it happens.
Well, I don't... That's,
I have a question for
that,
you.
That's possible. Wait, that's possible. Okay, let me just process... Let
if
me just process what you
happened,
what you just said.
Where are we going now?
For a second. Because that's interesting. So you said that because I think that there's a correlation between sin and the end of the world, that I won't accept that it's happened yet because I haven't atoned for my sins? Is that even possible? I did this burnt offering.
Okay, I think I got it. I'm just going to start.
But you said that you didn't feel guilty enough.
Well, I said I felt too guilty. That's why I did the burnt offering. Oh, this is turning into some kind of evaluation of me.
It's all about you.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 32 years since my last confession. I saw a woman on the bus and she had a bleeding ulcer on her cheek, and I really prayed to you, God, that she not touch me or rub up against me. I was also conscious of her in my space.
Interesting.
Come and
closer,
I wished for a moment that she was dead.
Come closer.
I was at the grocery store last week and they had a sample of pineapple. They had the toothpicks, the dirty toothpicks and the clean ones.
Much closer.
I took the pineapple and I put my dirty toothpick back in the clean ones. When I worked at the Limited, when I was in college, I called one of the girls there fat.
Uh-oh.
Not to her face.
To her ass?
To her front butt. Her south mouth.
Forgiven.
So, thank you, Miss Davies, for calling. I guess, yeah, so this is the end of the world, in a way. We're past it. We're post-end of the world.
But then where are we going from here?
Madam Stampley, where are we going from here?
Where do we go Isabel now? Likes to tell me,
where do we go?
We just go on and on. It matters not whether we're in our earthly bodies or in the spiritual realm.
Forever?
Forever.
Forever we go on and on, yes.
Forever.
And I think that's the important thing to remember about the apocalypse, about Armageddon, not the movie, which was awful.
Yeah.
Even Isabel knows.
Exactly. She hated it. Can't even stand her. Well, she can't.
Did she have blood come out of her eyes?
Crying.
Did she cry blood?
Very upsetting to her. We almost can't talk about it now.
Oh,
she will literally leave, and then I'll be without my guide.
But the Hindus think that the end of the world hasn't happened yet, and when it does, Vishnu's going to come and recreate the entire universe. See, that's interesting.
That's a positive outlook.
Yeah, right? We don't have a model for that. Everyone else is like, oh, everything's going to end. And when it ends, it's done, and that's it. No, what a tragedy. But I think it's better to think that there's a giant reset button. I wish now that we were on with that Davies woman again, because she would have liked to hear that, I think.
That the religions want you to think it ends so that you'll be scared.
I think I am scared.
And not to fear it.
and it makes you buy chocolate to comfort yourself.
It pretty much is everything. It engrosses all. And Isabel is telling me that we should not be afraid.
Huh.
Yes.
That's interesting.
That sounds like a bunch of fucking horseshit to me.
I wish we had chips and salsa.
Exactly.
I miss my dad.com.
My dad.
They should give us an ad for now dropping their name. Now here is a man. Baby daddy.
I treated you like it was an inconvenience for me. I cannot tell you how much it haunts me that you may have felt that I had turned from you. Since I was a little kid, I worshipped you. I was distracted at the worst possible moment, and I can never see you to hug you again, to pat you on the shoulder like you patted me, and say, hey, how you doing, bud? It's gonna work out okay, don't worry. I miss you so much, Dad. I love you so much.
Baby daddy.
Right before the test began, I was sitting quietly in the room waiting to get started, when suddenly I saw you sitting at an empty desk, smiling at me, with that big, knowing grin of yours, reassuring me. I started to cry a bit. The proctor must have thought I was nuts. After a few tears, I became very calm. I knew that you were there to help, and that I would pass. I just knew it.
Baby daddy.
Until we meet again, your son.
So, we got a question in via email. Jeez, that baby.
Oh, how adorable. May I feed the baby? No, allow me. I always carry my own milk.
That's so nice of you, Dale. So the question came in. If there's a battle, like Armageddon, the Battle of Armageddon in the Bible... who are the good people and who are the bad people in the battle at the end of the world? I think that babies probably are going to go right up there with the bad people. Because they really? Don't produce. They just consume.
They only take.
They only take. Give. They don't even have enough sense to recycle.
They I think they have the most incentive to live.
Yeah, but that's why they would be bad. Because they want to go so far. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They have so much to do. It's all the right. potential. But that makes them evil.
What about the good potential?
I've never heard of that. Next question. Yes.
Let's listen to some music that I wrote.
Okay, Dale, let's listen to some music that you wrote.
Oh, no.
Oh, Madam Stampley. Madam Stampley, are you with us?
Always.
Excellent. I like that. I like that about you. I'm totally lost here. There's...
What can we help you with?
Well...
Shut up, Isabel.
There's, My question is... Is there a battle? Is there a battle at the end of all of this?
No.
Okay. So if we go by
lasagna pizza earth thing you had going on.
Yeah, the ball, the pizza eating, the lasagna eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. If we go by what Miss Davies said when she called, we're already, I want to look at both scenarios. Let's say we've already gone through zero, right? The end already happened. We destroyed the planet. The end has already happened, and now we're in negative numbers, right? Does that mean we missed the war? Did we miss Armageddon?
Well, you know, there's lots of people who have given a date for the end of time.
Yeah.
The end of the world, blah, blah, blah. 2012, people are just focusing on because it's the next number. It's close. So no, in fact, Isabel's saying there is no battle. There was no battle. There will be no battle.
No battle.
No battle. That's a religious thing.
Oh, that's
not really
okay.
Based in reality.
And so Isabel, okay, she's gonna talk to us about reality.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is going to believe that.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, well, okay. Here's
my. Yeah, you have to be fair to Isabel.
I'm trying.
And
I have a
maybe it's like a b-boy battle.
When a guy.
Do people eat babies?
When a guy says, "We're gonna have a baby," I got my wife pregnant. Shouldn't he say, "But don't worry, my wife had an orgasm too"? I mean, we know you did, because she's pregnant, right?
Hmm.
I mean...
Huh?
What?
Madam Stampley.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry, I know this is... it's Father's Day, and I can't get this off of my mind. And maybe I'm just over-focused. But a guy... When a man becomes a father... He... You know, he has to do something special... With a woman. I don't want to get graphic here, but it involves... A number three. Right?
Right.
And then the baby comes out. So, basically, when a dude says... My wife's pregnant... He's saying, I did a number three in my wife, basically.
Well, that would be assuming that he was the only person number three-ing his wife.
Well, that's true.
That'd be number four, then. Yeah,
that's true. So maybe
additionally, they could, it could be artificial insemination because he doesn't have the... You know, potency necessary?
The batter.
Or the stick and berries.
Thank you, exactly. Yes.
Soldiers. I mean, it's a valid question, so when the guy says it, it's not okay, is what I'm saying.
I personally feel that when a guy says that, go ahead and say, are you sure it's yours?
Can I also say, did your wife have a number three, too? Can
no,
I say that?
I think that's a fair question.
Yeah.
You can't really go into battle if you don't have any soldiers.
Songs. Now let's listen to some of my music.
I think we've done that enough tonight, Dale.
No, Dale.
So, the apocalypse. So we know that babies are going to be involved in the army of the end of the world. We just haven't decided yet whether the babies are good or bad. Isabel doesn't like babies. I'm a little ambivalent towards them. I like them in theory. The thing that I don't like about babies is that basically they're just representative of some guy's number three. You know what I mean? And that's sort of, yeah, disgusting. So, but I mean, I think if there is a battle and there's good people and there's bad people, that it doesn't make any difference because all the people are going to be gone. I mean, there's the one version of the end of the world is that all of us are gone. So even if there's a battle and there's all this stuff left over for one party to get, those people are all going to be obliterated anyway by like a three-eyed goat. I mean, now we can talk to Madame Stampley about the people.
It's inconsequential how it ends. It just doesn't matter.
Okay. Elephantitis.
Do you think that people will have elephantitis?
The spirit is there for us. Do I think what?
Will there be rampant diseases like elephantitis?
Will there be cats?
I'm hoping that there will be a cleansing of the planet.
Do you think that it'll be
human race, and then the Earth can start over, kind of like with the dinosaurs?
Will there be recycling?
So you're going along with the Hindu thinking on this.
Reset button, like you said.
Yeah, that's what the Hindus say. They're like Vishnu comes and. I just don't feel like we've come to any closure on this fatherhood thing, because it really bothers me. I don't want people to say that to me anymore.
I was 2 weeks from being
baby daddy.
He was killed by a disgruntled teenager who one day decided to get out his 22 rifle and shoot at cars. He was a UPS driver. He was killed on the job driving down the road. The bullet entered into his temple, and my dad was killed instantly. The kid who did it suffered no time in jail or did any kind of community service for the crime. It was hard on me. Very, very hard. I miss you, Dad. I love you, Dad. I love you so much. And I will never forget the tight, close relationship we had. Goodbye. Thank you for making this wonderful website. I hope the people who read this can relate and respond.
So, Madame Stampley.
Yes.
Is it okay for me to say, did your wife have a number three as well? Can I say that?
I've already agreed to this, yes.
I mean, I don't mean is
it
okay with you. I don't mean
it as far as to say number one.
I want to know if it's intrinsically okay. If it's an altruistically okay thing for me to say.
Anytime
wow.
a man
I'm really
says
excited
to you,
to hear that.
I think that they're, you know, were pregnant.
Yeah.
I would say, number one, are you going to birth a child?
Right.
Number two, are you sure it's yours?
Because you've got a small hole. That if a baby's coming out of there, that's serious.
Yeah. That's number really two, serious. Is it yours? Are you sure? And number three, I think it's okay to say, did she come to?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't use the C word. I'd say, did she have a number three as well?
Ah, okay.
So conservative.
That is wooden box. Nothing but a plain old wooden box.
That's right. Nothing but a plain old wooden box.
Buttermilk Man, are you there? Are you with us?
Yes, he's here. He's always there, the buttermilk man.
Somebody else out there whistling to death, trying to get out.
That's right. Cesar, you still around?
3, 4, 2, 1.
We love to hear you, Cesar.
What's your first name?
Zach.
What's your last name?
Westerdahl.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
What part of Iowa?
Cedar Rapids.
When was the last time you went to the bathroom and just ended up reading?
Without going to the bathroom?
Well, you spent more time reading than you were actually going to the bathroom.
I always read in the bathroom.
But, like, you're done going to the bathroom.
You just keep reading.
And you just keep...
This morning.
And your butt, you get done and your butt's asleep.
No. Knees, maybe.
Knees?
Yeah.
How does that work? Oh, because you put your arms there.
Lean your elbows on the knees.
So you hunch and read.
No, I'm going to the bathroom while I read.
Well,
but you're hunching and going to the bathroom.
Well, maybe he doesn't have a stool to sit on.
Yeah.
Why are
some
we doing
countries.
This?
Okay. Yeah. What's your first name?
Tim.
What's your last name?
Trying.
Where are you from?
Utah.
When was the last time you went to the bathroom and then you just ended up reading?
Just now.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Wait. We're going.
What's your first name?
I'm just saying.
What's your first name?
I'm just saying I'm not sure because...
What's your first name? What's your first name?
Kevin.
What's your last name?
Dunneman.
When was the last time you kissed a girl that had a mustache?
It's gotta be at least 10, 15 minutes.
Thank you.
So, the apocalypse. I think we've come to the conclusion that the apocalypse has nothing to do with the end of the world. It may very well be that the world has already ended and we're in negative now. We also believe that the end of the world might actually just be a place until the world is eaten by the sun. And we're also totally okay with men not bragging about their orgasms.
Now here is a man. To me,
baby daddy.
Everything strong.
So we want to thank you all for listening to our special Father's Day.
Thank you.
Apocalypse show.
I love you, daddy.
From
thank
all of
you,
us
Isabel.
To all of you, Madam Stampley, thank
now
you.
So,
Isabel,
save the
thank
future.
You. Dale,
change today.
Pressing matters.
Thank
love
you.
And respect and toss the old ways.
A poem I wrote about my Father's Day, which happened 3 weeks ago. Death is bigger than you, and death is bigger than me. It is louder than silence. It is more final than the end. Death is what happens after the shock, after the tears, after the world goes on.